Today on WikiNews, 65 people killed in China during torrential rains, Spain closes airports because of Iceland's pesky volcano, and President Harry S. Truman announces that Germany has surrendered and the war in Europe is over.
General Eisenhower informs me that the forces of Germany have surrendered to the United Nations. The flags of freedom fly all over Europe.
Today is Saturday, May 8th, 2010. I'm Dan Harlow, and this is WikiNews. At least 65 people have been killed and 9,900 houses destroyed in southern China after torrential rainstorms hit the area over the past week. 14 people are missing, and 2.5 million people have been affected by the rains. According to meteorologists, the inclement weather is expected to continue, and China's state news agency reports that as much as 157 milliliters of rain fell throughout the region from Wednesday evening to Thursday afternoon. The rain started when a heat wave in the southern part of the country mingled with a cold front from the north. Weather is also playing havoc in Europe, as Spanish authorities have closed 19 airports, including Spain's second-largest airport at Barcelona, due to an ash cloud from the volcano in Iceland, which has been erupting since last month. The closures are forecast to affect nearly 40,000 people, and over 400 flights are to be canceled. Limited traffic into the affected airports will be allowed to resume at 2 a.m. local time Sunday morning. Authorities warned, however, that the cloud had the potential to affect air travel into next week. The cloud of ash causing the latest closure is 1,200 miles long, the result of recently intensifying eruptions from the Icelandic volcano. Ash is rising up to 30,000 feet into the air, although Eurocontrol said the risk of ash contamination was particularly high up to 20,000 feet. Passengers who were not traveling by air, but rather on water, ran into trouble today in New York City and, more tragically, in the Democratic Republic of the Congo. At least 80 people in DR Congo are feared dead after a boat capsized on the Congo River. The boat was carrying 125 people when it turned over on Wednesday evening near the city of Kindu, the capital of the eastern Manaima province. 45 people were rescued from the waters, but the rest are missing, and some reports say 20 people were already confirmed dead. Rescue efforts are still ongoing. It wasn't immediately clear why the accident happened. However, boats on the Congo frequently are overcrowded, as they are a popular means of transportation. Halfway around the globe, in New York City, according to the New York Police Department, New York City's Staten Island Ferry has crashed into a passenger terminal, causing over 60 injuries. While no life-threatening injuries have been reported, a few of the passengers were transported by the New York Fire Department to local city hospitals. The accident is still under investigation by the New York Police Department. In all, 252 passengers were aboard the ship, along with 18 various other crew members. According to some of the passengers that were on the ship, the boat sped up right before hitting the dock, when it should have actually been slowing down so that it could let passengers on from the station. An early report of the investigation is that the captain of the ship mistakenly lost engine control. The Staten Island Ferry is a major form of transportation between the two New York City boroughs of Manhattan and Staten Island. Five different ships carry approximately 60,000 passengers each day across the New York Harbor. The ship, the Andrew J. Barbary, was also involved in another crash in 2003, where it crashed into the same dock and killed 11 people. Violence, once again, has flared up in Darfur, where two peacekeepers from Egypt working for the joint United Nations African Union mission were killed and three others injured by gunmen in an ambush yesterday. The incident happened near Ed El Fursum in South Darfur. Nobody has, as of yet, claimed responsibility for the attack. Darfur and the surrounding region are prone to violence caused by civil war, and with these deaths, 24 peacekeepers have been killed since deploying to the area 2 years ago. Following the elections in the UK, the British National Party has lost all 12 of its councillors in Barking and Dagenham, London. The new local council will be composed entirely of councillors from the Labour Party, with no BNP candidates placing higher than fourth in any of the authority's 13 wards. Before the election, it had been considered possible that the BNP might control Barkin and Dagenham Council, given the party, which believes that immigrants, Muslims, and non-whites represent a threat to the United Kingdom, control of a local authority for the first time in its history. The BNP has no members of parliament, but party leader Nick Griffin, as well as party member Andrew Bronze, represent regions of Northern England in the European Parliament. Many anti-far-right groups, such as Unite Against Fascism, Searchlight, and Hope Not Hate, have been involved in campaigning in Barkham and Dagenham, with marches, rallies, and door-to-door canvassing taking place daily in the lead-ups to the election. The BNP also suffered from internal dissent late in the election, with its former webmaster launching a scathing attack on the party's internal operations and accusing it of corruption the day before voting booths opened. The party's finances are also under investigation by the Electoral Commission. Finally, in the world of sports, Falkirk were today relegated from the Scottish Premier League after they failed to beat Kilmarnock away from home in their final game of the season. The teams fought out a 0-0 draw at Rugby Park in a game which only saw 9 shots on goal the entire game. It was the first time Falkirk have been in the second tier of Scottish football since 2005. This was Stephen Presley's first season as manager of Falkirk, and he was questioned on his experience in the role, stating, "I love it. It's been an emotional day, but in terms of my 3 months in charge, it's been a terrific experience. I very much enjoy it here, and hopefully we can certainly build for the next season." Falkirk will be replaced in the Scottish Premier League next season by the Calais Jags, who bounced straight back to the top flight after their relegation in 2009. Still holding out a sliver of hope in the sport of hockey, the Detroit Red Wings beat the San Jose Sharks 7-1 in the fourth game of the quarterfinal match of the 2010 Stanley Cup playoffs on Thursday night, reducing San Jose's series lead to 3-1 and keeping the Wings' playoff hopes alive. Game 5 of the series will be hosted by San Jose this evening. The winning team in this best-of-7 series will advance to the conference finals of the Western Conference, where they'll meet either the Chicago Blackhawks or the Vancouver Canucks. The Canucks are currently leading their series 3-1. On this day in history, in 1945, Allied forces in Europe formally accepted the unconditional surrender of the armed forces of Nazi Germany and the end of Adolf Hitler's Third Reich. The act of military surrender was signed on May 7th in Reims, France, and ratified on the 8th of May in Berlin, Germany. In the United States, President Harry S. Truman, who also turned 61 that day, dedicated the victory to the memory of his predecessor, Franklin D. Roosevelt, who had died of a cerebral hemorrhage less than 1 month earlier on the 12th of April. Flags remained at half-mast for the remainder of the 30-day mourning period, which ended on May 12th. Here is Harry Truman announcing Germany's surrender.
"This is a solemn but glorious hour. I wish that Franklin D. Roosevelt had lived to see this day. General Eisenhower informs me that the forces of Germany have surrendered to the United Nations. The flags of freedom fly all over Europe. For this victory, we join in offering our thanks to the Providence which has guided and sustained us through the dark days of adversity and into light."
More than 1 million people celebrated in the streets to mark the end of the European part of the war. Many hardships remained, however, including continued rationing of food and clothing, which lasted even longer in peacetime than it had during the war. And those are the top headlines for Saturday, May 8th, 2010. As a public service to all of our listeners, remember that tomorrow is Mother's Day, so don't forget to celebrate Mom as much as the world celebrated the end of World War II. This has been the Audio Wikinews Brief. To receive the latest news, please visit wikinews.org, presenting up-to-date, relevant, newsworthy, and entertaining content without bias. Wikinews is a free service and is funded by your generous donations. Click on the donate link on our homepage to learn how you can contribute. This recording has been released under the Creative Commons 2.5 license.